BYUS and Keanu! BYU Football adds Utah defensive lineman Keanu Tanuvasa from the transfer portal. How big of a deal is it? We'll discuss. And in fact, he will join us and tell us why he decided on BYU among other programs, what he loves about the Cougars' culture, and on his relationship with Kalani Sitake.
It is a game day for men's hoops as they open Big 12 play against Arizona State. ESPN's Sean Farnham is in the house to preview it. And on the final day of the year, we count down the top 10 stories in Cougar sports in 2024.
What's your number one? Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Tuesday, December 31st. I am Spencer Linton, alongside a man who is keen to the Eastern time zone on this day, Jerem Jordan.
Okay, I am a local time zone New Year's Eve guy. At midnight, that's when it's celebrated. There are those who go to bed earlier, right? We both have young kids, you know, sometimes you get tired. We work in the basketball pre-post today as well. Are you going to stay up till midnight tonight? Or are you like, hey, East Coast, touch the United States border, I'm out at 10:05.
I am stay up until midnight guy.
Yeah, I mean,
in fact, I'm probably up until after 1 a.m. guy on New Year's Eve, even though I don't really want to be.
Yeah,
sure. But the kids are dancing to Fergie or whoever the late night artist is performing
in L.A. Is that like a 15-to-20-year-old reference? Is Fergie going to be performing tonight?
I feel like Fergie has been performing on New Year's
Sabrina
Eve
Carpenter.
For the last 25 years.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, is she too big for midnight?
Are the Black Eyed Peas available tonight?
Everybody! It's going to be fun, dude. I can't wait for today because we got this show. Super stoked about what we just mentioned on the show. Come on, Keanu Tanuvasa in the house, Sean Farnham in the house. We got stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that there's college football playoff games. One tonight, three tomorrow. I will watch every snap of those. Cannot wait.
There's only one place that Mr. Tanuvasa makes his debut to the media for BYU. It is right here, and we will have that coming up. But not before we rise and shout and get to what's trending.
Our identity on both sides of the ball, I think, is really come together nicely. Looking forward to the conference play.
Who's on your roster that fit your culture? They can play at a championship level. We did it. We can do it again.
What's trending? Presented by Tim Daly Ford, part of the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968. Little football, little basketball, major storylines within both. Let's begin with football, Jerem, and the aforementioned Keanu Tanuvasa. BYU football signs a major player to help what is going to be a depleted defensive front. If you can quantify it, measure it, how big of a pickup is this for BYU football?
1,027, Spence.
That is a huge number.
It's massive, dude. 6'4", 301 is how big he is. A defensive tackle, 19 starts in 24 games played over three seasons, redshirted his freshman year, so he's got two seasons to play. BYU gets good transfers. But not all transfers are created equal. Let's talk about it. Most of the time, BYU is getting kind of an unproven guy who is at a G5 or a P4 who could be the guy here, maybe, an FCS guy. He is a proven Power 4 guy. This is a rare proven Power 4 guy coming over, and now he has NFL potential. He could be the next Kyrus Tonga. By the way, Utah's done a great job of producing defensive linemen for a long time. They currently don't have one in the league. They have a bunch of backers, but BYU's got a lineman in the league. They got Kyrus Tonga. He could be the next Kyrus Tonga. BYU loses the whole defensive line. They're all seniors. Logan Latui was kind of that fifth guy. He's gone too as a senior. This is a massive get. I love the fact that he's had 50 tackles, 12 TFLs, 4 sacks, 5 pass deflections, and a forced fumble. This is a D tackle. This is not a D end that's expected to get in the backfield a little more. This is a block eater. This is a guy that's got big hands. He has highlights against BYU. That's the only time I like Utah highlights. It's when they transfer to Brigham Young. So I could not be more excited about Keanu Tanuvasa coming to BYU. This is a big-time get. Certainly the Utah fan base was affected by this. A lot of fans on Twitter up in arms about this because he's a good player.
Yes.
Because he's a good player.
That should tell you everything you need to know. The reaction when a player, one, hops in the portal, and then when he opts to play for your rival, what happened yesterday is going to happen because he is a really good football player. And to your point, he becomes the key cog in a defensive front that is in large part going to need to be rebuilt. Like, this is a big task for Sione Puha to
reformulate that line. I am excited to see what else Coach Puha might have in the works now that he has his centerpiece in Keanu Tanuvasa.
Yes.
Like, okay, now he's playing here. There are opportunities for other potentially big-time players in the portal. What kind of momentum can this generate for that position group at BYU? So I will keep, we will keep, all of us will keep our eyes on that very closely. I also love that BYU continues this momentum in the transfer portal overall. Think about what has transpired in the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. Who BYU has picked up. Obviously, Tanuvasa is that most recent star. We're all very excited, but Hunter Clegg. And then you get
another guy who flipped.
Yes. He's going to need some time coming off of a mission.
He'll be 8 months off a mission.
But my goodness. Then you pick up an offensive lineman who started from Michigan, Jerem. Okay. Gentry comes in.
Yep.
Hunter Clegg comes in. Not to mention, BYU.
Got him from Texas as a DN.
Gets a four-star, now three-star apparently, okay, in Akana to come and play at BYU. Like, this momentum is wild for BYU. Not a ton, and I like that that trend continues. Just the coaches, Aaron Roderick said specifically, we're not looking to mass add. We're just looking to add key pieces that fit our
supplement
culture.
Yes.
And they are doing that.
Yes.
They're doing what they're talking about.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And remember, the portal closed on Saturday, but that just means you had to jump in by then. It doesn't mean you have to sign with a team. Now, certainly, you know, the next couple of days could yield other guys. Who knows? And then there's the spring window. So we'll see, man. But so far, so good.
I mean, Carson Ryan's in the mix, too.
Right. He's another Utah guy that has flipped. So there are three coming down there. This is not the first time someone's gone to the rival, by the way. I think people have forgotten.
Francis Bernard, the Fano Logan brothers.
Fano.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Michael Daly, right? So, yeah, another Keanu for BYU. Well done. I'm excited, man. I can't wait. Okay. Oh, by the way, it's a game day for men's hoops. Big 12 conference opener against Arizona State. What do you expect from BYU in their first game in 11 days?
That is a long layoff.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of college basketball teams deal with this. What I am hoping for is BYU doesn't show up like they did against Cincinnati in their Big 12 opener last year, where it was just a little off. Like, BYU wasn't who they were through much of the non-conference.
Which is wild. They were number one in net at one point.
Yes.
BYU's 46 today.
So I am hoping that BYU, given the veteran leadership that they had on the team last year that is back, Dallin Hall, Richie Saunders, I know Dawson Baker was on the bench, but he's back. They all remember, these guys remember, Fus Traore, Trevin Nell, what happened against Cincinnati. Now, I would like the same Trevin Nell that played against Cincinnati in that Big 12
opener. Yeah,
nine
threes would be nice.
Threes.
Yeah, I'll take five.
I am hoping that BYU has learned and they figured out something. I think that I trust the NBA be a pro development approach that Kevin Young was preaching over the break.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect BYU to show up sharp. And when you get the insurgence of Yegor Demin and Richie Saunders back in the lineup, which
Big time.
Anticipate, that will understandably help the excitement and the anticipation and the feeling. I expect BYU to win this game. I think it will be very close. I think Arizona State's a much better basketball team than they were last year that BYU ran out of the building.
Oh, yeah, 77-49.
Feel like a totally different team this year.
They have a ton of transfers.
Yes.
And freshmen, I'll talk about in a second.
And basketball is a sport where, like, you can go a little crazy in the transfer portal and it can pay off in a big way. It's not like football.
All you need is three or four guys that make a huge difference.
So I expect a close game, but I expect BYU to use the home crowd to be more sharp than they were against Cincinnati, and I think they're going to win their Big 12 opener this year.
I think so, too. BYU favored by 10.5, by the way.
That's
surprising.
That line's big to me.
I thought it'd be like 4.5, 5.5. Okay, you're going to see some of the best freshmen in the country today. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Yegor Demin, Cannon Catchings, but on the other side, Jaden Quaintance is one of the best big men among all the freshmen. 6'9", leads the country in blocks, 3.4. He has a problem at the rim. BYU is not going to get layups easy. Not going to get
that
layups
That reminds
easy.
Me a little bit of what Cincinnati did defensively last year against BYU. They had rim protectors and shot blockers.
And they still have them, by the way, although they got upset last night. Bashir Jihad, He is long and athletic as well. On the perimeter, guys that can shoot the three. Another freshman to keep an eye on, Joe Sannan, shooting 51% from three. He's the leading scorer off the bench. Jackson Robinson, anybody? 14 points a game. So athletic, long, shoot the three. They're a threat. BYU's got to play well today to win this. They shoot 38% from three as a team. That's really good, 31st nationally. Don't, as you mentioned, don't do the thing that BYU did last year. Don't lose the opener. You got to start on the right foot. In fact, Kevin Young, yesterday I asked him in a press conference, what's the importance of starting on the right foot and winning this first one?
I think our guys are ready to go out and compete, you know, against some of these high-level teams. Obviously, we want to start off with the win, but, you know, we want to come out and play well. We want to come out and play to our identity and play to all the things that we work on a daily basis.
You need a win. You need a win. Again, these veterans that were here last year, they know how it kind of knocked the wind out of them a little bit. BYU started 0-2 last year in conference play. Right?
That was tough. Yeah, they went to Baylor.
That's and they
right.
lost. That was a tough game. They played Baylor tough, but lost.
If BYU loses this game,
they're in danger
you're staring
doing that
down 0-2 again yes. because you're playing a very good Houston team on the road Saturday. Granted, last time BYU was in the Fertitta Center, TJ Haws made a buzzer beater, which was awesome. But, yeah, it's important to defend home court. For BYU to get at least 10-10 in the 20 conference games, you would think they need to go at least 7-3 at home. This is a very winnable game. You're a double-digit favorite at home.
At home.
You have to win that game.
So many similarities to the Cincinnati game last year, Jerem. Even in the line, like BYU was a clear favorite on their home yes. floor against Cincinnati.
BYU is, let me tell you what's different from last year. BYU could shoot the three a little bit better last year, but this year they're more experienced. In terms of the veterans, you have yeah. some young guys, right? But like Trevin Nell, Dallin Hall, Richie Saunders, Foose, they've been through the Big 12 slate. Kata now in the mix after Pac-12 experience. But you have Yegor Demon. They don't have anyone that is as tall and as long as on the perimeter as Yegor Demon. They don't have a Richie Saunders.
The length for BYU
length.
Matches up better.
Yes. Like in the interior, that's going to be a matchup where ASU may have just a step on BYU because what do they do at the four with Cannon Catchings versus Jihad? That'll be interesting. Jihad's like more of a traditional power forward. I would say Cannon Catchings is like a 3.5. So do they draw him out? Did that open lanes? Can BYU shoot the three well? It's going to be the BYU rebounds really well. Watch the rebounding numbers. BYU needs to hit the glass. Rebounding margin, BYU, I believe, is number two in the country.
One of the best in the country, yes.
Number two in the country. Rebounds will be a huge thing today.
Use the Marriott Center magic.
Students are gone, but I think it's going to be packed.
I
still think it's going to be awesome.
People are juiced about BYU basketball. Listen, they want to funnel the positive energy from football into something else. Now they can officially turn the page. It's New Year's afternoon.
Yes.
New Year's Eve afternoon.
Right? BYU had a conference schedule that was, non-conference, that was 355th. Now it's Big 12
games.
Play. Now it's go time.
This is the first real game at home. Oh, my gosh. I'm super excited.
Can't wait, man.
Cannot wait to watch.
And it's coming up quick. Like, pregame is in 2 hours and 47 minutes.
We got stuff to do.
We got lunch
to
eat
take care of on the show as well.
Let's
Holy
go.
Cow. Including our question of the day as we look back on what has been an unbelievably impactful and influential year in BYU athletics.
So one of my friends the other day was like, is this the golden era of the show? You got A.J. DeBonsa. You got football going 11. I was like, it's pretty good. It's the best it's been, I think.
Think about what was happening on December 31st last year.
Or even March or early April.
Right.
BYU lose to Duquesne, loses Mark Pope, coming off 5-7 football, didn't add a ton in the portal. It's like, man, what's going on? Life's good. Life's good.
2024 has been a roller coaster. What's your top BYU sports story in 2024? We're going to count down our top 10 list later in the show.
Yeah, baby.
We want to know your number one. At Aaron Palmer on X answers, getting A.J. DeBonsa is huge. Both men and women's cross-country programs winning national titles together is four fire emojis.
Those are two of the 10. Where do they end up? We'll tell you coming up later. Okay, are you rooting for Arizona State or Texas in tomorrow's college football playoff quarterfinal game? Are you a Big 12 guy in this situation, or are you going for the Cactus Utes?
I'm so glad that I brought that back. That's now a thing, right?
I love that, dude. I love it. I really do.
I'm all in on my BYU guy, Jerem. Let's go, Sark!
Let's go, Texas!
Let's go, Steve Sarkisian!
Hook 'em, Texas. Woo! Let's go.
I'm all in on Sark.
Sorry, ASU. It was too much. That game, the reaction, the on-the-field stuff, these comments we're going to talk about, too much, ASU, too much.
I know that it's better for the Big 12 Conference if Arizona State shows well and they take Texas to the brink, maybe pull off a huge upset. I want none of it!
No.
I'm all in on Sark.
Sorry, no ASU. Okay, there were a couple weird comments that came out of some media leading up to the game. Cam Scataboo said the following: there's nobody out there that can stop me. Sorry, what? And then Sam Levitt said, I'm going to prove why I'm the better quarterback, meaning over Quinn Ewers. ASU, just go and win the game.
Go play football.
Just go play and win the game, then you get all the respect you need. I don't know why they're talking so big right now. Again, what? This isn't about BYU right now.
Why would you
won the game. Won the game. You won the game.
Why would you give Texas that motivation?
Why?
They don't need that motivation.
You know who needs motivation? ASU! You're the underdog.
Yes.
Just go win the game.
If you're an Arizona State fan, you want Texas to say those things. So it's like, no one believes in
us. Unfortunately, this is on brand for ASU. This is how they roll right now.
If they back it up, good for them.
Yeah.
I do not think they will back it up.
I don't think so.
I expect Texas to win.
Hook them.
Speaking of, which teams do you have advancing to the semifinals in the college football playoff?
Okay. I have Boise State upsetting Penn State. If you really put me to it, I think Penn State's probably going to win. But I want Boise State to win this one.
You're picking with your heart in that one.
Yes, not logic, okay. Which normally I'm more logical.
10-point underdog.
Right? Yeah, BYU got to beat ASU, and same thing in basketball. Texas, Arizona State, we just talked about it. We're both going for Texas. We both have Ohio State over Oregon. I think Ohio State looked amazing against Tennessee. Was that home field is the question. We have the Michigan State logo on the other And then Georgia.
Is Ohio State going to make
somehow,
Oregon look
somehow
like
BYU
State?
Got in the game again. BYU's Notre Dame.
Listen, we're manifesting things.
It's okay.
Next year.
Georgia is going to win that game. That's in Atlanta, right? Is that in the Peach Bowl?
Well, BYU is like Notre Dame, right? BYU is the Notre Dame of the West.
We wish.
So there's ties there. BYU, Georgia.
We wish. We're our own thing.
We wanted BYU to be playing Georgia potentially.
Yeah, just put what you want.
Yeah, only one difference.
Yeah.
I believe that Penn State will cover.
That's way more sound. Hey, our American Fork guy, Maddox Madsen, he's been great.
Boise State is America's darling.
They have been for a
everybody's rooting for Boise State tonight. Unfortunately,
big game James ain't going to do it.
You don't think he's going to? I think.
Well, even
can
if
you
they
even
win
call this a big game because they're such a heavy favorite?
Yes, but no.
See, I think Penn State's going to do what they did to SMU. Like their talent, their speed, their physicality.
Penn State's really good, but they're not as good as the upper crust.
Right? No.
They're the A-minus of college football.
But they're good. Their A-minus is good enough to beat Boise State to B.
It probably is. I'm just hoping Boise State summons that Jared Zabransky, Ian
2006
Johnson.
2006 Fiesta Bowl.
Fiesta Bowl. Give me a Statue of Liberty montage ode. That'd be awesome.
But I'm with you. Outside of that game, I'm with you, Texas. Ohio State is on. I think Ohio State might win the national championship.
They might.
Dude.
If they get through this, they got a great chance.
Like, they're on a mission. And then I got Georgia over Notre Dame as well.
But it's just a three-game mission. It's not a two-year mission. It's kind of different. Men's basketball opens Big 12 play this afternoon against Arizona State. Pre-game coming up at 3 Eastern time on BYU TV and BYU Radio. Cannot wait for the Big 12 conference opener.
After the break, we'll preview tonight's Arizona State-BYU game with the man on the call. He is ESPN, Sean Farnham. He may or may not be standing over my shoulder
We're in B-roll right now.
This is BYU Sports Nation.
No one should have me on camera.
No one can see you, Sean.
there it is. Right
there it is.
He's up next.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968.
I think our guys are ready to go out and compete. You know, we want to come out and play well. We want to come out and play to our identity.
It's just beginning for BYU. And buckle up, Cougar fans, because it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
We're live at Studio B. Once again, Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. I am Spencer Linton. That is Jerem Jordan. And just across the way in the Cougar Council Room is ESPN's Sean Farnham in studio.
First time in studio. What's up, Doc?
First of all, phenomenal facilities here.
Thanks.
Like Studio C, when do I get a live studio audience? How come this isn't a live studio audience today?
Let's get you a cameo on the program.
We got to maybe bring that out sometime at some point in time over the course of the summer. No, but it's great to be here. New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's Eve to the both of you.
Basketball Scott Sterling, maybe? You know what I'm saying?
Great. That'd be so good. Scott Sterling is legendary.
It is. It's legendary.
That carries added weight in your family because your daughter is such an elite goalkeeper.
But we love it. We love it. Like, it is unbelievable. There was a play, actually, in a soccer game where one of my daughter's teammates, and they were sharing time with goalkeeper at the time, like, took a shot directly off the grill.
Literal Scott Sterling.
And like, I took the sound off of Scott Sterling and matched it up to that and sent it to her. And it was pretty funny. That's it was really pretty good.
Dude, vibes are immaculate today because it's New Year's Eve. We're going to talk to this big-time transfer in football from Utah to BYU, Keanu Tanevasa. You're here. BYU's playing Arizona State. You're on the call on the deuce, as they used to say. This is a fun one. We're going to see some of the best freshmen in the country in this game. I can't wait.
We are. First of all, so happy that Jaeger is playing. Like, right? Like, I mean, like, as we were preparing for this game, I was in Hawaii at Diamond Head. I'm texting going, is he playing? Is he still on track to play? And so it makes it a lot better when you have his talent out on the floor. And you want, when you're doing a game, you always want to see the best players play. And it's not just him, obviously. It's Richie as well being available today for BYU. But then you look at, on the flip side of things for ASU, this is a team that came in with one of the best recruiting classes in the country. And they had to revamp their entire roster, and they've done a tremendous job. You know, in college basketball this year, there's only four teams that have five neutral site or road wins already this season. ASU is one of them.
Yep.
Every other team, by the way, that's done that is in the top 25. Like, I really do feel, and I said this, I don't know if you guys remember, but I said there's no way that this team is finishing 12th in the Big 12 when we were at Big 12 Media Day.
Yeah.
I said that they had a chance to be this year's version of BYU from a year ago, meaning that they'll play well enough that they'll wear a home color uniform in the Big 12 tournament and that they'll have a chance to wear a home color uniform in the NCAA tournament. And I think that's trending in that direction. Now, you wouldn't have thought that after they got obliterated by Duke in that exhibition game. It didn't matter. This team has gotten better. Every single time they've taken the floor, they've gotten a little bit better. Defensively, you're going to see a very physical team and one that, is, as you guys appropriately mentioned, can protect the rim.
Yeah.
And it does have a lot of similarities to that game that I called here a year ago, which was the Big 12 opener against Cincinnati, and I thought that was a great call by the two of you. I might steal that for tonight's game, by the way. You'll be sitting next to me, so you'll hear me when I say it.
But he's Bendegola.
But it has a little bit of that feel. And, you know, the key is going to be, can they execute and can they shoot out over the top of this defense? Because ASU's not going to give you a lot of really easy looks on the inside. But if you force them to guard multiple sides of the floor and get the ball from one side to the other and then back to that first side, you're probably going to have a wide open three. Can you knock it down at that point in time? Or if you force them into a long closeout, which allows you to drive and punch dribble off that three-point line. I think those are going to be the things that I'm looking for in this game offensively for BYU.
Understandably, some BYU fans, and even the two of us in here, might have a little bit of PTSD knowing what happened in that game against Cincinnati last year. And it's a long layoff, 11 days. Kevin Young said, yeah, it's probably a little longer than we wanted.
10 for ASU, by the way.
But he challenged his guys to be pros and to really get involved with the staff and the nutrition and take care of their bodies over the break. So, Sean, what's the key after a long layoff like that to come back and be sharp?
I think it's almost impossible, to be honest with you. I think for both teams. I don't think this is just a one-side thing for like, oh, well, BYU's coming back from holiday break. I saw Coach Hurley as I was walking out of the hotel to come on over here, and he's like, you know, first practice was tough getting our guys back and up to the level in which we were before we left. There's always going to be a little bit of slippage. And then you add in the importance of this being a conference game and that these are the games that seemingly matter more than any other games that you have on your schedule. Now that just heightens things up a little bit more. I expect the first 5 minutes to be pretty sloppy. And then I think everybody settles down and they're like, oh, yeah, I remember how to play basketball. And then we can play from there. But I do anticipate at least early that things are going to be a little bit choppy. If one team comes out sharper, that might be enough to give them the advantage for the night.
Mm.
Burn off those Christmas cookies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What differences are you seeing primarily from this BYU team now versus the BYU team that entered Big 12 play last year? Because BYU was number one.
They were so reliant upon the three-point shot last year. We talked about that, guys. I mean, like, the three-point shot's still a big part of this. It's not nearly as big as what it was. They didn't get to the free throw line last year as much as they're getting to the free throw line this year. I think that you guys, again, you guys know this program really, really well. But the length is different out on the perimeter. When you look across the lineup. You have better length. You have better depth. You have better options now coming off the bench. I thought Baker's been playing really, really well as of late. And that's the thing. When guys go out with injuries, who steps up? And it's not about fulfilling that role or equaling the production, but it's about building confidence within that player so that if something happens later on in conference play and someone goes down with an injury, that you have a player that's ready to go out there and is confident in their own abilities to do that. And I think that's what BYU learned over the last couple of games.
ESPN's Sean Farnham is on BYU Sports Nation. This is a New Year's Eve special to the umpteenth degree. Sean.
Black tie affair almost.
Almost. Right? I didn't want to go with the traditional, like, I was going to go like with the traditional New Year's Eve, kind of like almost like a tux look.
Yeah.
But I decided to go with the gray tie. Just because I thought it added a little bit of some texture to it today, you know?
It's a good word
for
that.
It's an afternoon game, and then I've got to fly home, and I'll land appropriately on time.
We'll be joining you in the black suit affair later this afternoon.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we didn't discuss this, but apparently we got the memo.
I don't know if Roxy's wearing it.
Who knows what Roxy's wearing?
I mean, Roxy still might be in an Aloha shirt from Diamond Head.
Right?
I'm hoping he's not, but he might be.
You never know with Roxy.
No, it's Roxy.
It's opening weekend in the Big 12, and we had an opportunity to watch a handful of games last night. What did you think about the opening night in the Big 12 conference?
Iowa State's the best team in the conference. They are.
Yeah.
They're just and by any measurable that you look at how they play and what they do, Houston, like, we know how they play and what their identity is, but there's not a better team in the country right now than Iowa State at playing to who their identity is. 19 turnovers forced last night, almost 30 points off of turnovers. They're one of the highest scoring offenses in all of the country. Their backcourt is maybe the most complete backcourt in the country when you look at Gilbert, Lipsy, and Jones. Those guys can do it at both ends of the floor. I think they've been playing great. Houston, I think everybody wanted to count them out after they lost three games. Now, remember, they were up in all three of those games by double digits. But you see the way they're playing now as they get into conference play. That score last night looks a lot like a Houston score.
Yes.
And their defense is really good, and he's never going to sacrifice that end of the floor. So I think that's important. I was surprised at Cincinnati because I saw them against Xavier. I had the game in Cincinnati. I was surprised that they lost to K-State. Not because, you know, I mean, you think about it, home teams in particular in this conference, I think now are 108-4 on the season.
That's pretty good.
So, like, the fact they lost a road game at Kansas State, is that shocking? No. But I think that I thought that Cincinnati is a team that is good enough to win that game and should have won that game. They did not. I think the team that has the most work to do in conference play is Arizona. I mean, if you think about their non-conference, it couldn't have gone any worse for them,
really. Yeah, it was brutal.
If they tried. And I'll see them on the 11th of January against UCF. But a significant win at home against TCU last night. Significant because no win has been easy for them. Nothing has come easy at all this season. And they look so disjointed. Now is the time for them to figure it out, because if not, they may miss the NCAA tournament.
Which is wild considering what they brought back and who they – it's like, what's going on? For BYU, we've kind of looked at like, hey, 10-10 would be good. You're walking into Kansas City with 19 wins. You hope to get one or two there. You're in the tourney. It's just, what seed are you? Can you get a six or better? What record do you think would be good for BYU given what they've done so far and who they have?
I think there's so much to still be determined about this BYU team based on the lack of quality in the non-conference schedule. I'm just calling it out.
You have Ole Miss and
And you lost.
And you lost.
So, I mean, they have a lot to prove as well. I think 10-10 would be good. I think, 11-9, I think, would be great. But I think that's kind of where they're at. And we've talked about this. And it's a reflection of two things. One is there's an unknown about this team still. That we're about to find out. And business is about to pick up, and it picks up this afternoon. But then after that, you look at the gauntlet of the schedule that's coming up, and you're going, all right, good luck.
Houston on Saturday.
No buys, by the way.
No.
It's every Tuesday, Saturday.
No, and that, to me, is going to be a challenge, without question. Yegor had done some great things, but can he do it against the physical defenses that he's going to see in this conference? Like, they're going to try to make him feel really uncomfortable. And, yes, he has great length, and he can see over the top of the defense. But they're going to pressure him. They're going to get into him. They're going to try to disrupt him. I think all the expectations as far as where he's going to be as a lottery pick, because he will be, but will it be 3 or will it be 10? I think all those are going to be answered in conference play.
Mm.
And he has to understand that, and he has to accept that challenge, and he has to accept the physicality of the game that's about to be put on him, because they're going to put it on him. And he's going to be at the top of everyone's scouting report, because they feel if you can disrupt him, now you can disjoint the offense enough that maybe it allows you to be successful.
I know that we joked last time we talked to you that when we got you here, we were flirting with the ideas of different flavors of Cougar Tales. Yeah. The Cougar Tail people have responded, and they want you to commit to more than one BYU game so that they can commit more than one flavor of Cougar Tail.
As of this time on my schedule, this is the only BYU
game.
What?
So, but there's still another month left, so we don't know. But through January, this will be. I'm going to be in studio a ton, so I'm going to be in studio Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, and then I'll have a game on Saturday. And all my games are in Big 12 country, but just not here.
Okay, we'll figure out if strawberry, and chocolate, and maple, and vanilla frosting
can somehow make their way into your digestive tract.
I'm just saying, like, I'll be truthfully honest. I know they're only at games, but, like, how is there not one here?
We can take care of you at the game. We just want it to be fresh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's the reason.
That's the reason, or you just don't have that good of connects. But, no, it was, listen, I think that I'm in on all of it. We've got a little bit today because they had me try, like, this donut-type thing. I forget the name of it. It was in Hawaii, and it was a small, like, puffy little thing.
Oh, Malasala?
Yeah, that's what they had me try. We're gonna have some fun today with Cosmo on that I actually enjoyed eating another donut. And so Cosmo's gonna give me some stuff today, I think, in the broadcast. I think that's what we've planned, a little sneak peek
of
one of our silly little elements that we'll throw in over the course of the game. But I will tell you this, the question of the day, because I'm assuming we're wrapping
soon. Top story 2024.
Okay, the question of the day. To me, it's the hiring of Kevin Young. Okay, because here's the deal. The guy on X that said AJ and wow in the cross country, and the cross country is great and should be in the top 10 for sure.
He's not here without Kevin.
But he is not here without Kevin. So if you look at the trajectory of what you've seen already in this basketball program, right, it goes directly to the hiring of Kevin Young. If you think AJ is the answer, then you should be selecting Kevin Young as your answer, because you don't get him without him. And so, therefore, to me, that impact has been huge. I mean, obviously, the football season was sensational for you guys. It wrapped up in a dominating fashion over.
We're looking forward to BYU bus. Being discussed way more on ESPN2 today than it was during the game.
The football game.
Why? What, did you think they were talking about Travis Hunter too much? Who coaches that other team that you guys are playing? I have no idea.
I'm looking forward to the broadcast. Should be a little more BYU-ish.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you don't talk about BYU in that game, because, I mean, you guys were onside kicking. You're just, like, rubbing it in. You're like,
the second quarter,
we're going to drive them into the ground, into submission.
Absolutely.
And it was sensational. It was fun to watch. Yeah. You know, actually, I was surprised with the outcome of that game. I thought you'd win. I didn't think it would be that by that margin. That was again, you look at bowl games, and to me, again, I'm a basketball guy, but you look at bowl games and what they've become. I think it's a statement game. It's an opportunity for you to make a statement. It's an opportunity for all these eyes of the country to see your team one more time, to see how you play. Like last night, like the Lions made a statement against my 49ers. You know, they showed up. They could have mailed it in. They could have rested for the game against Minnesota next week, and instead they beat my 49ers and did what they had to do, and all of their starters played, and everybody did what they were supposed to do. You look at the way BYU played, it's kind of like the same thing to me. They made a statement of like, you know what, that wasn't a fluke what we just did this whole entire season. We're here to stay, and obviously the way the NIL thing is working out, I think it's going to work out okay for BYU.
So far, so good.
Sean, yeah. let's do this. Hey, we're looking forward to you on the broadcast this afternoon.
You say that now, okay, and I want to remind you and every BYU fan out there, if the game doesn't go your way today, it's not my fault.
At Sean Farnham, S-E-A-N, Farnham. Sean, thanks for being on the show, dude.
Look, and I didn't
we got to go to break,
Doug. I didn't even take a shot at you this time.
I know,
so
right?
Disappointing.
I know, I wore a long sleeve today.
An early start on your New Year's resolution.
I know, right? I'm trying to be a nicer, kinder, gentler Sean.
I'll believe it when I see it. Women's Hoops looks for its first Big 12 win of the season at Cincinnati tomorrow on New Year's Day. You can watch it on ESPN Plus or listen on BYU Radio 2 Eastern Time.
After the break, We will be joined eventually by new defensive lineman Keanu Tonavasa.
But he's bigger than me.
He is bigger than you. But not before we get to your headlines.
Get your foot out of the shot, Sean.
He can do whatever he wants.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Live in Studio B, this is BYU Sports Nation on the final day of 2024. He is Jerem Jordan. I am Spencer Linton, and these are your headlines.
BYU football signs Utah transfer defensive lineman Keanu Tonavasa. We'll talk with him about his decision coming up in the next segment.
BYU men's basketball opens Big 12 play against Arizona State. You haven't been paying attention, you should pay attention now. Ken Pom has BYU as a six-point favorite, gives the Cougars a 70% chance of winning. Pre-game coverage starts at 3 Eastern on BYU TV and BYU Radio, followed by the game at 4 Eastern on ESPN2 and BYU Radio.
BYU is among the next four out in Joe Lunardi's bracketology. Lunardi currently has 8 Big 12 teams in his projected tournament field.
And Fred Warner had 6 tackles and a tackle for loss for the 49ers in the 40-34 San Francisco 49ers loss last night to the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football.
BYU basketball with Kevin Young is back Thursday night, 8:30 Eastern time, as the boys talk about the Arizona State game today and at Houston Saturday.
After the break, it's time to meet BYU's newest defensive lineman. Keanu Tonavasa makes his BYUSN debut. What are you going to think of him, Cougar Nation? Find out next. This is BYU Sports Nation.
They've got work to do to rebuild both lines.
Tonavasa came right in.
So that competition brings the best out in everybody that will buy into play football at a high level. BYU football believes in Coach Satake.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. Happy New Year's Eve, everyone, the final day of 2024. And we're doing it big on this show alongside Jerem Jordan. I am Spencer Linton. We now welcome in the newest member of the BYU football team. On the defensive front, he is transfer Keanu Tonavasa.
Keanu, welcome to BYU Sports Nation.
Yeah,
let's go.
Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Listen, it's been a low-key 24 hours for you.
Yes, sir.
Obviously signing with BYU. Oh, and you got engaged.
Yes, sir.
How would you sum up the last 24 hours of your life?
Life-changing, to say the least. Full of a lot of different emotions, but some of the best moments and decisions of my life being made.
Zarin is her name.
Correct.
And how'd you do it? You tell that story your whole life. It's a big deal. There's a lot of pressure there.
Yeah. I tried to surprise her. I made up a couple lies along the way for the past couple weeks. And it just worked out that, you know, I took her to eat. I had my siblings and my mom go. They went to this park that I had, you know, drove by the night before. I had never been
to it. You scouted it out?
The night before I scouted it. I was like 10 o'clock at night. not sure how good it was going to turn out. But, yeah, I went over there. You know, they made the setup. I walked around. Everyone was hiding behind their cars and stuff. And then I just popped the question. And it was the greatest moment.
And we assume she said yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Thank God.
Just
checking, right?
I know. Just in case you couldn't tell.
Got it.
I don't think you'd be sitting in that chair this morning if
no.
she like, don't bring it up.
No, that was my main decision to have in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, very cool. They had your family helping you out and support there, and they're here in studio with us watching you make your debut on BYUSN.
Look at that. A seated situation here. This is great.
We don't do this often. This
no.
is in front of a live studio audience.
I noticed PFF's Kalani Sitake was back there, too. Oh, Sione Puha. They got the picture right, finally. Yeah.
Yes, they did. Keanu, let's just rewind a little bit and talk about when BYU football first became an option for you in this ever-evolving landscape of college football.
Yeah. I mean, initially, BYU was one of my top priorities out of high school. And so even to date back to when I was considering going, you know, which college to join, I already had a value of BYU and their values and their culture over here. But ultimately, within the last, you know, month or so, it's been nice to connect with the people that have reached out once I put my name in the transfer portal. It's been a long coming decision, something that has pulled my heartstrings and something that has been difficult for me to even finalize that I wanted to do. Even entering the portal, there was no predestination. There was just an idea of following what I believed was right. And so the second that I got calls from across the country and one of them came from 40 minutes down south, it just, from then on, it was just a nice thing to be desired and sought out after a program as BYU.
Once you jump in the portal and you're looking at the options, who did you consult? How did you come to this decision?
Man, I'm trying to wonder who I didn't consult. I was blessed to be able to talk to a lot of coaches across the country. And for me, ultimately, it came down to taking what I learned from those coaches and what they had to say, you know, being on phone calls and those types of things, and then taking it to my now fiance and talking with her and my parents and trying to figure out, you know, what's best for my future family and what will bless us. And so that's kind of the pathway that I took a little bit down with.
All decisions are dictated by what we want, right? So mm-hmm. What did you want out of your next university, and why was BYU the fit?
I wanted a place that I could be really unapologetically me, a place that made me feel like I could joke the way that I joke, you know, smile the way that I smile, talk about what I feel passionate about. And I felt like BYU reflected me in a lot of ways, in the sense of God and family being huge, in the sense of the pursuit of becoming your best version of yourself. And more than just an athlete, that's one thing that I value here that BYU has, is it's not just about who you are on the field. I think I'm a decent football player, and so I try to be an even better man. And I think they value that here, and that's one thing that I love.
He's a star defensive lineman. Keanu Tanuvasa is on BYU Sports Nation, making his BYUSN debut to ring in the new year. Keanu, obviously you have a strong relationship with Coach Puha and Coach Satake, and you mentioned that BYU was one of your top targets, but at what point, when did you know in this process, I'm 100% sure BYU is the next school for me?
Man, I think it took me a couple of days, especially leaving a place that I absolutely valued and loved. You know, I don't believe that I was wronged, but what set me on this course definitely was those key relationships that are founded in love and not just in performance. It was a blessing to know that Coach Puha and Coach Satake, they cared more about who I was as an individual and less about my performance on the field. I knew that their love for me wasn't dictated upon what I could do for them, but it was based around who I was as an individual and more so what I could do in our relationship collectively. You know, not just for me, them developing me as a player and an individual, but they sought after what they could learn from me. And that's just a humble, just very humble people that I love and value.
Once the dust settles on the decision, you look at next year and you look at the defensive line, and BYU graduates a bunch of quality seniors. There's an opportunity there. What are you hoping to do in terms of fit and production next year on the field for BYU?
I just want to add value in any way that I can. I feel like... I want to come in and just be the best version of myself. I don't want to try and say that I where I'm coming from or who I am or based on past performances. I just want to be a new man when I come into this facility, this place, and this team. I want to add value and give hopefully some advice to younger guys and hopefully be able to learn. Performance-wise, I just want to, every time I take that field, glorify, you know, my Heavenly Father and my Savior. And do so by succeeding. Obviously, it doesn't work out always that way, but I just want to give it my all, and that's the way that I try to be.
With that said, I do like 50 tackles, 12 TFLs, 4 sacks, and 4 pass deflections with that. So how do you feel like you performed the last couple of years, and what do you bring to the table on the field?
I think I performed pretty well. I think I've done I have a good base, a foundation that is constantly growing, and definitely something that is developing me to become more of what I want to become on the field. But I don't feel that I've reached my full potential yet. And I'm excited to come and join BYU because I think they can expect out of me not just someone who is a leader on the field, but also someone who's putting in the extra time in the film room, someone who wants to dedicate every moment to, you know, if I can, if God willing, double those tackles, you know, triple those sacks and be able to be a consistent playmaker to help my team win.
Clearly, the faith element is a big part of your decision to come to BYU, which is why you're saying the things that you're saying right now. What have you learned or maybe relearned about the culture at BYU in the past few weeks that make you feel so strongly that element is going to be a good fit for you?
I think what's huge about the culture at BYU is they love and learn, which means they love the process and they love their opponent. And that's huge. A lot of people don't understand that in order to kind of reach your full potential, you have to enjoy the process and not just the end result. And that's one thing that I've learned as talking to those coaches and talking to certain guys on the team is they really do love the process and they're willing to learn from every moment, regardless of the win or loss, regardless of the bad days or the good days, the tough moments, the failures, those mistakes. And that's one thing that I try to do in my life is I want to love and learn in everything that I do. And that's shaped me into who I am and hopefully will shape me to who I can be here for the university.
All these things that you've mentioned fit into BYU's culture regardless of the record. With that said, the record was good this year. BYU was awesome, coming off a great win against Colorado. What impressed you about what BYU did this last year that you hope is sustainable into next year?
I think BYU, first and foremost, I mean, they had a great record. They did a great job. They're a great team, and one thing that I really value that looking at them that I think they did well was they're very unified. And I think that started from the top down, from Kalani down to their coaches, down to the individual position rooms. I just could see the unity in their players, and really the grit is one thing that I admired about BYU. Regardless of what they were dealing with, they stayed consistent and they stayed passionate, and that's the right way to play football. Mm. And so I'm looking forward to joining that.
Keanu Tanuvasa is on BYU Sports Nation. What is your message to all of Cougar Nation and all BYU fans and what you're going to bring and what you hope to see as being part of BYU football next year?
I play this game with passion. I love this game. I love what connects me through this game. I love the fans. I'm a big talker. I love to engage the crowd. I love to be vocal. And, you know, I think there's a lot of passion that deserves to be played behind this game. And so what they can expect is someone that's just going to give their all, that's going to compete harder than anyone else, that's going to find ways to add value in any room that I enter and in any opportunity, you know, bring them along, unite the fans with the players, do all that I can. But just they can expect a lot of excitement. I just want to bring fun, joy that's good. And then off the field, you know, lessons that we can all learn to develop and bless our lives.
242 days until Portland State. Just saying.
But who's
I'm
counting?
Excited.
Who's
I'm counting? Congratulations on the engagement, on the transfer to BYU. Talking to you for the first time. You fit here, man.
I hope
you
so.
You absolutely fit here. Congratulations.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Great. Social media games on point. I love the post, new beginnings, new chapter. Like we're going to have fun with that.
Yes, we will.
We're going to have fun with that on this
yes,
show.
All
the things. Keanu, congratulations again. Let me echo what Jerem said. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll put a bow on the final show of 2024 as we count down the top 10 stories in BYU sports from 2024. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. Time to count down the top 10 stories from the 2024 calendar year in BYU athletics.
Number 10, women's indoor track and field distance medley relay national championship. Sadie Sargent, Sammy Oblad, Carly Hansen, and Riley Chamberlain.
At number 9, we feature 9 different BYU Cougars competing in the Paris Olympics, including 7 track and field athletes, Jimmer Fredette for Team USA 3x3 basketball, and Steph Rovetti, who won bronze in women's rugby sevens.
More on that in a moment. Number 8, Puka Nacua sets 3 NFL receiving records, catches in a season. That was broken Sunday by Brock Bowers, by the way. Receiving yards in a season, receiving yards in a playoff game. What a year from Puka.
At number 7, BYU men's basketball wins in the fog at Kansas. Dallin Hall, Jackson Robinson combined for 36 points for BYU to upset the 7th-ranked Jayhawks, 76-68, in Allen Fieldhouse.
You were there. Number 6, men and women's cross country back-to-back natties. They did it on the same day, that is, for school to have the men and the women win in the same day since Colorado in 2004.
Beating Colorado in multiple ways. Number 5, BYU football wins dramatically at Utah. Big game, Bill. Will Farron's 44-yard game-winning field goal helped BYU win at Utah for the first time since 2006. They got to 9-0. Mark Harlan still upset about it.
Number 4, Kenneth Rooks wins silver medal in the steeplechase in the Olympics, coming back to take second in an amazing performance.
Run, Kenneth! Number 3, BYU basketball signs A.J. DiBonsa, the number one player in the country and projected number one pick in the 2026 NBA draft, committed to BYU live on ESPN's First Take. Highest rated recruit ever to sign with the Cougars.
Number two, BYU hires Kevin Young from the Phoenix Suns. He has changed the program.
And at number one, unexpected, BYU football goes 11-2 this season. Projected 4.5 wins. They're coming up a 5-7 season. Jerem, they dominated. It was amazing.
It was so fun, man.
Including a dominant performance in the Alamo Bowl. That is your number one story of 2024. What's your top story? Our elite voice of the day, presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated. Answering that question is Seth LaPierce on Instagram, says, tempted to say A.J. DiBonsa, but never would have happened without getting Kevin Young.
That's right.
Today's Rise and Shout-Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
All the players, coaches, administrators, staffers from BYU. What a year, man.
What a 2024. Our thanks to today's guests, Sean Farnham, Keanu Tanuvasa. Sorry, Dennis, for Jeremiah Spencer. Shout-out to Michael Smith. Go Cougs! See you for Arizona State!